First you loved me and I let you in. Made me feel like I was born again. You empowered me, you made me strong. Built me up and I could do no wrong. I let down my guard, I fell into your arms. Forgot who I was, I didn't hear the alarms. Now I'm down on my knees, alone in the dark. I was blind to your game, you fired a shot in my heart.
Frankfurt, Radio X. This is Hussein Ölüm. My program is just started. Well, this program actually is the second that I'm making here. And last time we talked about God, and now we are talking about, we're going to talk about machines and robots. And the rest is related together with music, art, contemporary philosophy, me and my friends, Brussels, Frankfurt, and the rest of the world. I don't want to make it too seriously because I didn't sleep enough today. So we'll take it where it's, where we left it and where we're going to. Now I'm gonna play this experimental song called Hot Day in Istanbul Live in 1983 from SM Nurse.
Yeah.
just bought from that one. Now it's called Wax and Rain, Cocteau Twins.
Yeah.
certain speed within 5 can control the robot. Move it in.
Sacrifice themselves for us.
We want our robot to change society because robots must be useful.
Electronics and computing, progress in vision systems, you know, there's many pieces of it. We will see much more capability continue to grow.
Since the Industrial Revolution, people have entrusted some jobs to machines. There may come a day when humanoid robots do much more complex jobs. Then, what will people do?
And you'll see more and more robots doing things in society, whether it's manufacturing or service applications or home healthcare applications.
The key will be to skillfully dividing labor between humans and humanoid robots.
The disaster that hit Japan in March 2011 accelerated efforts to develop robots with human traits. The Fukushima nuclear accident left people powerless.
They needed robots.
Robots can take over when things become dangerous. They can plow through rubble, climb ladders, even make repairs. People are turning to humanoid robots to handle all of these tasks.
We're eager to launch it soon to end the crisis.
By joining forces, we can make a truly useful contribution.
Only a humanoid could do it.
Or the day will come when robots will really assist mankind.
The nuclear disaster in Japan sparked explosive advances in humanoids at the front line of robotics development. This program explores the future that's fast approaching.
Robots. Revolution. We'll be right back.
to the sun.
This boy, he was quite tall and he had a lot of tattoos and he had this white skin and he had a mustache. He was quite tall, so I couldn't miss him on the dance floor. And then he looked at me. I looked at him. I saw his eyes. Plastic. He had a birthday. I couldn't join there, but I would like to send this to him. It's a little birthday present. And I have two other friends, two other dear friends, and their birthday was yesterday. And I would like to say happy birthday. You know who you are. Yes. It's you. It's you too. Charles, Helena, and Emmanuel. This song is for you guys. Dance. Of you. I do. I'm already bored. I'm already bored. Did I say that? And now I have to talk on this microphone. Alright. So I hope you hear me better. Is this robotic enough? Yeah, Superman. That's it. It's Stephen Hawking. Oh my God, can you imagine a robot like that? Scary. We'll be right back.
ihren Traumurlaub.
Prevent workers from entering the facility and impact the entire decommissioning schedule.
How many valves are there?
Each unit has from several thousand to tens of thousands of them.
In July 2011, 4 months after the accident, Honda began designing a robot for use at the nuclear plant. Members of the Osimo team were put in charge of the project. A humanoid robot would take too long to build, so engineers focused on making a robot specifically for operating valves. Osimo was crucial to their efforts. Its ankles employ advanced balancing technology. Developers reasoned that using it would allow the new robot to work inside rubble-filled reactor buildings. The team worked exceptionally fast, completing a prototype in just 4 months. Turned Osimo's leg into an arm for operating the valve. Even when the base moves, the arm remains steady. So far, so good.
Fight your
Der arme Stolio, ein Fotograf. Er hat doch sein Essen vorher noch fotografiert, mit irgendwelchen kleinen Teilchen. Er war Fotograf, der das nackig gezeichnet ist. Das ist der Fotograf.
I believe.